dear brother and sister of True Sunshine, and also brother and sisters and friends who listen to this homilic recording. Today is Easter Sunday. The lessons that we will read is taken from Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 to 10. Today's lesson is a year A. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 to 10. The reason pandemic has produced a lot of touching stories and testimonies circulating on the internet. I read and I silently tears. And these real life touching stories cannot describe with our words. I think of the Chinese saying that heroes shed blood without tears. I think it should be said that heroes shed blood with tears. Of course, I am not a hero. I am just an ordinary person who has feelings and will shed blood and tears because of my heart is made of flesh and blood. If there is no tears, this person is numbed, is terrible. I do not know. What do you think? I hope you will really cry and weep for the current pandemic. Although we seem to be unable to do anything, but staying at home is still doing something. This helps. Well, we can pray. I think about myself. I do not have a moment to pray as much as I do now. Pray for the world, our nation, for New York, which has the worst situation, and other states, for California, San Francisco, for every city in the Bay Areas, for the rulers, leaders to make intelligent and wise decisions. Pray that these leaders are not good at blaming others. The most important is to deal with the current situation. Pray for the brothers and sisters of True Sunshine, Christian friends and friends that I know you know, for my mothers, my siblings. I hope you can cry out in prayer after hearing this. The most tearful prophet, or we call weeping prophet in the Old Testament, is Jeremiah. So there's a book called Lamentation of Jeremiah. And Jesus, the Lord of our life, they all shed tears. So Jesus, the hero, breathes and weeps for us. If Jesus now is personally appearing in front of each one of us, I believe we can see him crying for us, crying for the world. Today is Easter Sunday. Although we have no Sunday worship, even if there is worship using online, Zooming, or other internet online conferencing apps. But there are only a few of us only. Anyhow, some of our parishioners will not participate in the online Zooming. There will be more audience and listeners by recording the homilic. And we can all continue to listen and continue to encourage each other. In fact, when I share, I encourage myself how to have quiet time with God and how to continue to have faith in God. The power of words is great. God bless us, every brother and sisters and friends who listens. Easter tells us that impossible things must be possible in the hands of God. Things that are not able must be able to be in God. And bad things must become good in God. Jesus' death was darkness, sorrow, and hopeless. But Jesus' resurrection became bright light, joy, and full of hope. How could there be resurrection without death? Why we believe Jesus rose from the death, risen from the death? Today I will not explain much about the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10, but I hope, I do encourage you to read by yourself. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is risen from the death. If Jesus did not rise from the death, the Christian faith is a foolish fantasy. However, if the resurrection of Christ did occur, it confirms his life, message, and anointing work. It is the basic of our hope of life beyond the grave. Christ is alive, and the evidence is overwhelming. Here are some of the reasons we can be sure. First, in the Gospels, Jesus predicted his resurrection. Second, the Old Testament prophesied Messiah will resurrect from the death. In Psalm. Third, the tomb was empty and the grave clothes were cleaned. If those who oppose Christ wishes to silence his disciples, all they had to do was produce a body, but they could not. In the Gospel recorded that when Peter entered the empty tomb, he saw the clothes that wrapped the corpse lying there untouched. It means Jesus resurrected from the death. His gory body came out from the cloth. So the cloth still lying there. The fourth, many people saw the resurrected Christ. They looked on his face, touched him, heard his voice, and saw him eat. It is in the Gospel, in the book of Acts, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Fifth, the lives of the disciples were revolutionized. Though they fled and even denied Christ at the time of his arrest, even they hide themselves. Later, they fear no one in their proclamation of the risen Christ. 6. The resurrection was the central message of the earlier church and our belief. The church grew with an unwavering conviction that Christ had risen and was the Lord of the church. 7. Men and women like you and me, and also those who will continue to believe in Him, that the power of the risen Christ has transformed their lives. We know that Jesus is alive not only because of the historical and biblical evidence that we believed, but also because He has miraculously touched our lives. This morning, the world-famous Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli sang 5 traditional hymns on live broadcast. The last one was Amazing Grace. There was no one inside the church except the organist. The church is called the Cathedral of Milan, Duomo di Milano. Duomo means cathedral. The main message of singing is the music for hope. When Andrea walked out of the sanctuary and standing outside the cathedral, sang the Amazing Grace in front of the main gate, the background, the surrounding was very miserable because there was no audience, empty. In fact, the Amazing Grace is a song or hymn of our own spiritual experience, journey of faith, and the relationship with God. God's Amazing Grace is God's hope given in our life. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Please respond together. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah! Again. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Please respond. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah! Last again. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.